Odyssey celebrates Veterans Day, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Theme today, sir?
I'm liking this.
You know the song, Fits in the Tantrums, bringing you hand clap. Think for just a little bit.
The hand clap. Well, first of all, I like these guys. I think they're very...
It's reacting to one of my favorite sound bites on the weekend.
My performance in bed Saturday night?
Definitely not.
Oh.
Small walks of life have had enough of the Democrats' decline,
yes.
And we are ready, we are willing, and we are able to spark a new era of American exceptionalism. You can clap for that.
We're going to give Kim Guilfoyle the claps she wants today. All songs featuring clapping.
What has happened to Kimberly? How is it possible that you're married to Gavin Newsom? And then you're basically married to Donald Trump Jr.
It's unbelievable.
Flexibility.
Yeah.
What am I looking for?
Mm-hmm.
I'm looking for people who will side with different parties. I guess I'm looking for Kimberly Guilfoyle. Yesterday's dominant victory by the Purple, 28-6. More about the Vikings, Dave Harrigan, or more about the putrid, and we don't use the word putrid enough, New York football Giants. And again, always a combo. We know it's always a combo. TexterStylesFinancial.com. Talk and text line 651-461-9226. 28-6. Didn't exactly start out right with Ed Ingram basically saying to Dexter Lawrence, I can't block you. Why don't you smash Sam Darnold?
It's fine. Welcome to the team.
And
hazing for Sam, it's fine.
And then this club that turned the ball over on five opening drives last year, the most reliable guy on the team, seemingly, little used, but when he does whatever he does, you count on C.J. Ham. Saw the fumble and you thought, uh-oh. And they were a machine after that. So was it about the Vikings' performance or the fact, I think we have a commercial that offers this phrase, failure to thrive. Failure to thrive. The Giants could have used some ED medicine all game long. They were awful. Dave, which one was more prominent? Vikings' success, Giants' ineptitude.
The Giants were not very raveled all day long.
Never.
We can certainly say that.
They never raveled.
That performance yesterday led me to one hot take opinion. KOC's got to go.
Wow. He's at his peak, so you're going to let him go?
What are the numbers, 24 of 35, 301 yards, and two touchdowns mean to you?
Well, that certainly wasn't Kirk Cousins.
No.
Was not Kirk Cousins.
That was what the Vikings gave up on January 15th, 2023, yes, to Daniel Jones in the wild card round at U.S. Bank Stadium.
Are we sure that really happened?
That really happened to that guy.
That guy.
Who couldn't hit a wide open receiver if he was standing 3 feet in front of him yesterday.
Did you see the footage of him walking out of the building to his car?
Did he miss the exit?
That's fair. That's fair. The fans are like, I don't know. It looks like they're about 30 feet away. They are bludgeoning him.
Oh,
just. So not only do you play terrible, and that is on O'Connell, that's also a lot on Ed Donatell.
It certainly is.
Eddie Donatell. Oh, we miss you.
I mean, you gave up 31 to a Daniel Jones quarterback.
Brian Flores, he is good. He might even be very good. He's amazing compared to Ed Donatell.
Oof.
Right? It's not how good you are. It's who you're compared to sometimes. So Daniel Jones is walking out. Danny, I need some millions. You suck. You suck. I mean, they're just screaming at the guy after he's been booed.
Oh, the Vikings got him paid.
4 years, $160 million. Maybe it was great rope-a-dope. Maybe KOC said to his fellow NFL coaches, I'm going to take the L. So the Giants excuse me, invest so much money in this guy that they'll have to be stuck with him for 3 years, and we'll all benefit. KOC was selfless, and you didn't even realize it.
You know what? Now that you bring that up, I think that's probably right. KOC plays the long game. He probably had a note from Goodell's office. Hey, you're going to open up against the Giants in 2 seasons.
Yeah. Can I just also add that we've got CNN, Fox, we got Channel 4 on just for the news, and then we got ESPN, and they got the McAfee show on right now. And Belichick, I mean, is Belichick a regular on our show? He's a regular on like 9 shows. Let's legitimately try to get Belichick on. I don't know. Is his number in the book? I don't know.
No, his computer just froze up there on McAfee.
So
doing the Zoom.
It just came back. It honestly looks like he's in an elementary school, like the counselor's room. And he's got the sweatshirt on. He's got the camera tilted up. We just were talking about this with Adam before. Bad camera angle. And it's shooting straight up into a fluorescent light.
Yes.
They all were so afraid of Belichick, guaranteed, that nobody was willing to stay on the feet. Bill, could you just turn it like 2 feet to the right or left so we don't have the fluorescent light? No. Because you know Bill came on there gruff. There wasn't, hey, Dave, how you doing?
Right, let's do this.
Yeah, let's do this.
He's already in 5 minutes said more words on that show than A.J. Hawke has in 10 years.
Yeah, exactly. A.J.'s just nodding. We were contending that A.J.'s not there. They just have footage of him nodding. It was more about the Vikings. The Giants, it's not. I'm not convinced. If I had to go the percentage game, I'd probably say 65% Vikings, 35% Giants.
Odyssey celebrates Veterans Day, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
For the past 3 seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a 4th season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Giants look like the worst team in football yesterday. Belichick is already in Brian Daboll's office and saying, I want to make this a lot bigger because...
Might be where he is right now, actually.
He might be in Daboll's office, that's true, right now. Because Belichick is not done. He's going to be coaching next year. I don't even think he cares if it's a terrible team. But for this one, this is big. I mean, he thinks so highly of the Giants. That's where he started. Right now, the odds are overwhelming that Bill Belichick will be the coach of the Giants at some point. And I'm not sure this year is out of the mix. I'm not kidding. But the Vikings were impressive. Let's start with the quarterback. The quarterback started 12 of 12.
It's good.
And the highlight was the 99-yard drive where it looked like the one guy who first touched the ball on the punt had a foot in the end zone. That's just me. But they went 99 yards. The key play was the 44-yard sideline deep throw to Do we have to call them Jets now? We can't call.
Yes.
We have two JJs. We can't go JJ original.
Mm-mm. Jets.
Like Jets.
Get on board.
We threw it to Jets. They go for it. I know this is a good strategy. Let's leave Justin Jefferson one-on-one. That seems savvy. 7-7 on that drive. He made good throws. We didn't really see him mobile because he's a decent runner. You know, better than Kirk. I'm about as mobile as Kirk, so that doesn't say much. So Darnold was impressive. How about the speed out of the running backs? Now, I think it was ridiculous, honestly ridiculous, that KOC is playing Aaron Jones, who's had plenty of injuries in his career, late to try to get him 100 yards. Knock it off. Who cares? 100 yards means very little anymore. Shouldn't have been playing him. But Alexander Mattison, former regular on this show, showed up, I don't know, half the time. But when he was on, he was very good. He's a backup. And he's a power guy. You have Jones and you have Chandler. You have some serious speed. And Jones is certainly the much, much more accomplished running back. Now we got to see if he stays with that all year. Because yesterday, if you count the kneel down, they had 25 runs and 25 passes. Normally with KOC, it's 3 runs and 48 passes. Okay. So let's see if he shows a little bit more balance. Get back to me on that balance when they play the 49ers.
Yeah, when you're behind Sunday. In a game, obviously, things are going to be a little different.
Yeah. Defense, they lose to Neil Hunter, who was when healthy, was a tremendous Viking. But through free agent signings and a draft pick, you had Grenard, Van Ginkel, and Dallas Turner. Grenard, you noticed him all the time. Van Ginkel was fabulous, including cornerbacks can't catch the ball. He makes just a great catch on a horrible Danny Dimes interception. Dimes. He should be Danny Pennies. Okay? And Dallas Turner had a sack. It's hard to quantify potentially how bad Donatell was and how very good Flores is, and also the talent, which seems so much better from a couple years ago. Some of that talent was on that team a couple years ago. But you look, the three defensive linemen are hardly ever discussed. And even the two others that rotate in, and I'm not counting Grenard, Van Ginkel, and Turner, who will rush the quarterback and will put their hand in the dirt, as they like to say occasionally. But they're more listed as linebackers in this 3-4. But those guys seemingly are fine. They have all sorts of linebacker options. You get all sorts of safety options. If the cornerbacks are average, Harrigan, they're going to be a top 10 defense.
Yeah.
And we have no idea off yesterday. If Gilmore is still good, and if Murphy and Shaq Griffin and the other guys are okay, they're going to get a lot of pressure.
Yeah, I mean, that's what, Collar was saying to us just last week when he joined you. You know, aside from Darnold, he sees a team that has more talent than last year.
Yeah, he's right.
And, he specifically called out the defense.
Yeah. Cornerback situation still very much up in the air. But a little more about the Vikings and the Giants. You agree? Now, if I'm in New York, it's all about the Giants.
Yeah. Okay. I mean, ask me in 2 weeks and I might disagree, but
yeah. Right.
The Giants were terrible. They are the worst team, at least so far. It certainly seems that way in the NFL. And Daniel Jones was awful.
I'm better with an Itza ball in the backyard.
I agree with you.
Thank you.
I've never seen you with the Itza ball, but
I'm tremendous.
You can't be worse.
I'm tremendous. Political hypocrisy at its finest, or you don't agree with me. That's next on this show. What do we call this show? I have no idea what we call this show. We're on WCCO Radio.
Odyssey celebrates Veterans Day, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.